Nigel, what a performance tonight.
Well, it was exciting for the supporters. I thought we started really brightly. Connor Salmon scored a great goal for us. The crowd were making a lot of noise, which was great. I thought the link-up play was sharp and Salmon looked really dangerous tonight. And, we wanted to attack and we've gone and done that. The game was open. It's exciting, I suppose. Probably a bit too open. Credit to Peterborough because they made it that way as well. And it was end-to-end. And credit to them, they've got themselves back in the game. We could have had three or four goals. They got themselves back in the game, but we've gone and responded in the right manner, got ourselves back in front again, and then we changed it a little bit, go and play a bit more counter-attacking football to manage the game, and what a threat we looked from that point of view. Mm-hmm. Two great goals from Connor Salmon. Sharpie could have scored a few as well. Jamal Campbell-Rice coming back from injury. Scoogs obviously went off with a very badly gashed ankle, so Jam's gone and played on. I think he's hit the post as well, and Shea Adams, we're talking about a real potential. Really good football player who's demonstrated again how much he's got to learn, but it was really exciting. It was an exciting night for the supporters. And importantly, we've come away and won.
How encouraging is it that you can see that chemistry there with Sharp and Salmon, and what we are three or four games into a season?
That's only the second game they've played together. As I said, it's a work in progress so early, but you can see both of them, some of the link-up play straight away looking for each other was great. Strong, powerful running, and both of them yet again have had opportunities to score tonight. Sharpie, could have scored more goals again. The keeper's made some good blocks from him. So, he's looking in good nick, as is Connor. So, we're pleased about that. But we've got goals throughout the team, which is important.
We all know that Sharp's got the goal-scoring prowess, but how pleased are you to see him? I mean, the way he linked up today, the way he held the ball up. He's not a naturally big striker either, is he?
Yeah, but I know Billy, and he's fit and he's strong and he's an infectious character, and tonight he's done really, really well. It's a shame he hasn't scored a goal, but it's about the team. We've got it throughout the team. And as I said, he was his hard work, his running round, and his link-up play. And he created and was had opportunities to score himself.
What did it say about the character as well, that it gets to 1-1 and there was no real panic there, was there? I mean, he just carried on and managed to get the second quite quickly.
Yeah, as I said, for me, we've got goals in the team. It's always, as I say, it's a work in progress, and it is. I'm always looking for perfection, and I know we've come a long way in a very short space of time to where we want to get to. The game's very open, it's very exciting. Maybe we need to control it at times a little bit more, but that'll come. But as you say, we've got an honest, hard-working group of professional football players here who want to do well, and they want to do well for each other and the football club. And that resilience you just mentioned on there, it's a shame we never kept a clean sheet, because there were some good headers going in there defensively. That's what the division's about. You've got to do it both ends of the field of play.
I thought Jose Baxter did really well, and during his time at Sheffield United, what position is his best position is a question we've asked of a couple of managers now. But in this role, do you think this is kind of his best role in the team? And he was quite influential in midfield there.
Well, listen, he can pass the football, and he's gone and scored a goal where we've actually gone and put him in the advanced midfield player, just behind the striker on the counter attack, because he's got that final pass, and as he's demonstrated there, he's got a finish in him. So we know we're going to get the players fitter and stronger. And if the decision-making process will become sharper, then we'll move the ball quicker, and it's going to be an exciting season.
You mentioned Scougal and Collins. That it was an ankle with Scougal, was it? And the issue with Collins, could you just?
Yeah, Scougal has got quite a bad gash on his ankle in there from the challenge, and Collins got a calf situation that we need to go and address. That obviously he's come off. Jay McCavley slipped in at centre half, and young Kieran Wallace, who's traditionally been a midfield player. We've played him centre-half all the way through pre-season. He played left-back in the game up at Morecambe. I think he's a talented, talented football player, and he's very comfortable when he came onto the field to play and did ever so well.